Hi, I'm Shannon Spake with Fox Sports and NASCAR Race Hub. You are on the road with Dane on WGN. No left turns here, guys.
I'm going to Kansas City, baby. Kansas City, here I come.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us, she is a co-host for NASCAR Race Hub and NASCAR Race Day Xfinity, sideline reporter for Fox Sports as well. It is the one and only Shannon Spake. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. I would. I'm happy to be on this show with you because I actually spent a lot of time in Chicago as a young child and as an adult. My dad lived there when my parents got divorced, so I spent like every single summer in Chicago and know your station really, really well.
Nice. Shannon, it is kind of weird, and as a, you know, having been a broadcaster for such a long time in so many different mediums, it's cool to see. But I know we reach 38 states in Canada at night, so it's got a big signal.
Yeah, I love Chicago. I brought my kids there last year. We spent about 10 days right downtown. You know, we walked all the museums. My kids are 7 years old, and it's one of my favorite cities in the world. So anytime I can come on and chat with you in your fine city, I'm happy to do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. And because you have, you're one of the, I think, sort of unique personalities in the reporting world as far as racing that has a lot of experience on the sports side with, you know, with football, with basketball and those kind of things. And as NASCAR is out there, it is one of the largest spectator sports, you know, in all the sports based on the size of the crowd, and the TV ratings are decent and all those kind of things. But from a coverage standpoint, you know, from a reporter's standpoint, how is it different in these reasons? Number one, the action is happening on such a big scale, right? It's all over the place and you can't see the whole thing at once.
Yeah.
And then the participants, you know, unlike, you know, let's say with the Cubs, you know, we've got, you know, 30 some odd teams in Major League Baseball, and there's like 30 people, you know, on each one of those teams. And so you have, you know, over 1,000 players, where in racing specifically, it's that same group of guys. And so maybe from a familiarity with the personalities of racing, you're able to do more, know more on that coverage. How does it work?
It's, I mean, you kind of just said it right there, right? It's NASCAR is massive yet small, right? And then you feel like some of the events that you do, whether it's basketball, obviously being the smallest, but the event itself seems so much more compact. And yet, like you mentioned, it's so large in terms of how many teams there are and coaches and like and things like that. I will always go back to one of the major differences is the fact that, A, you cannot see the driver's faces, which I feel like in basketball and football, when they come over to the sidelines and take off their helmets, you can really get a sense of what these guys are going through in the middle of an event and in the middle of a game, whether it be, you know, excitement or defeat. And I feel like that's one of the hardest things about racing. Plus, as you mentioned, we're seeing what everybody else is seeing. So there's, you know, when I'm down there on the sidelines covering football or covering basketball, I can be behind the bench and seeing what some of the coaches are saying to the players during the timeout. You're not really getting that with racing. Yeah, you can listen in on the radio and you can hear a lot of the stuff that maybe doesn't make it onto the broadcast, but you're not getting some of those intimate moments that you get with some other sports. And, you know, and in the car adds a whole new element to racing because you're not just dealing with physical human beings. You're dealing with an automobile that, A, can change, the handling can change on the car if the track temperature changes, if the sun goes away. You're dealing with all of these different variables. And so, you know, from a standpoint of knowing the drivers and it being a small community, yes, you get that. But there are so many more things going on that make it, to me, it's the hardest sport to cover.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. And some people would think it would be the exact opposite where, you know, hey, it's 40 some odd guys and that's what it is. But, you know, you kind of have to keep a dossier on all of them, you know, what their likes, their dislikes, their tendencies and all those things related to different tracks. And then also the tracks themselves, you know, and we talk about it all the time that the tracks sometimes are as big a stars as the drivers. And it's not like it is necessarily in football, obviously outside of weather conditions, you know, or basketball where you've got that same playing surface where here it varies every time.
And from, you know, in NASCAR, you get there on a Friday and you're there all day on Friday covering practices, covering qualifying, covering driver availability. And then on Saturday, you know, we have the Xfinity Series race and oftentimes we'll have qualifying for that and a cup practice. And then the race is on Sunday. In other sports, you don't, I mean, you'll go to shoot around or you'll go to a walkthrough, but you're not covering it from a television standpoint from the moment that those cars unload to the moment they get back onto those haulers. It's a huge event. You walk through a television compound in NASCAR, and it is the size of the Super Bowl's television compound right. every weekend. It is a traveling circus. We have our own food, someone who makes all of the TV people, all of our meals, because there's so many people that travel from week to week to week. It's a huge production.
It is, and I think that's a great way to kind of correlate it, is it's a traveling circus or production that goes mm-hmm. through town. And I like to think of it too, and I think it's a luxury for the fans that are watching, is no matter when it comes to their town or in some kind of geographical proximity, is it's an all-star game, right? It isn't necessarily, you know, we look on the schedule, okay, the Cubs are playing the Brewers. Okay, you know, that's all right. The Cubs are good, you know, but the Brewers, who knows? But with racing in NASCAR, every time you guys take to the track, I mean, it is an all-star game every week.
Yeah. And, you know, the show that I do right now, Race Hub, it's one of the coolest because, like you just mentioned, we have the players. We have the main people who are involved in the race, whether it's the winners or losers, every single week. This week on the show, we had AJ Allmendinger on the show on Monday. He was the one who was upside down in his car for 4 minutes on the roof of that car while the safety workers were trying to get that turned over. We had him on the show on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we had Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski, who are the Penske teammates right now.
Right.
The penalties came down for Brad the same day that he was in our studio. And then yesterday, we had Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who was the winner of the race. And I challenge you to find a show who has, and granted, I know that the scape and the landscape of and the NFL and other sports are so much more massive across the country. They're not all located in one area. But to have the key players on the show every week, it's amazing. It's fascinating. I mean, it's so much fun to come to work each week to be able to do that.
Well, here's the thing is you have like an extra, I think it's great for the fans, obviously, to have them and have them sharing those stories, kind of continuing those storylines that go on, you know, whatever happens on the track and kind of that overflow that happens and certainly how they feel. You mentioned, you know, you don't get to see the emotion a lot of times because they're in the car, mm-hmm. they've got the helmets, the equipment and all that. And so you're able to do that as well. But I think there's an added, I don't want to say it's a responsibility, but I think it's a very cool thing that you're able to do with that because, and we do a little bit of that as much as we can on the radio side, but you know, you are right mm-hmm. there with your hand on all of it is, you know, in racing, I think there's a little bit of a disconnect between, you know, the drivers, everybody knows what they do on the track, but to be able to kind of have them share their personalities, their feelings, their thoughts, certainly they're breaking down the race from a sports perspective. But I think through the show that you do with Race Hub, fans are able to kind of get a gist on who they are. And I think that's something you don't always see in racing.
Well, and it is a crazy thing, right? Because if there's one sport that has more access to the guys and you hear from them more than any other sport, it's racing because you're talking to them before qualifying, during practice, after the race. The availability is incredible, and yet there is still that disconnect.
Yeah, and Shannon, you know this. They're like, so like drivers are pretty conditioned not to come out of their shell unless they're comfortable. So if you have somebody like you that can make them comfortable, a show that they watch and enjoy themselves, it gets to be a little bit easier. But, you know, they've been trained from, you know, from the school of, you know, let's thank all the sponsors. Let's try to, you know, and they're not always easy and conversational. And you guys do get that.
Well, and I'll tell you this, if someone like Tom Brady, right, if he was sponsored by, say Home Depot, right, I'm just kind of going off it, and every time he said anything, he was representing Home Depot as their spokesperson, then I'm sure that he would also be, he would tread lightly in things that he said. And that's what these guys deal with. I mean,
right.
From a very young age, right, they're not getting tires on their car if they don't mention the pizza parlor from down the street. And if they do something that makes the pizza parlor mad, then they're not getting tires because the pizza parlor is not going to give them money. And so it is such a sponsor-driven sport, and these guys are essentially spokesmen for
yep.
huge corporations and huge companies. So there is that responsibility. So yeah, you do get at times, you're not going to get someone as forthright who's going to talk, who's going to, you know, just, I mean, certainly we see it, right? We see it with Kyle Busch, and I feel like Brad Keselowski is one of the guys who's
right.
a lot more honest in his conversations. But there is a certain holdback because of that.
Well, okay, Tom Brady, he would be like Aaron a Can, right? That would be his sponsor. And sort of related is the, you know,
Aaron a Can.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think it would be a perfect one. I'm just saying, throw it out there. The but Gronkowski was at the Daytona 500, got a chance to go to the Daytona 500, and yep. Was in on the driver's meeting beforehand. Mike Helton got up, and you know that scenario where they've got kind of just a cavalcade of stars behind them, everything from sports mm-hmm. coaches, Olympians, movie stars, TV stars, athletes, and all that kind of stuff. And Mike Helton mentioned that, you know, there's some great movies out there and movie stars there. I think Keanu Reeves was in there, is one of the other ones too. And then he says, but the greatest movie of all is Cars 3, and that's coming up, and Owen Wilson is here as well. And so how exciting is this? And I saw a little clip where you mentioned you've got some extra mom street cred, no pun intended, by being a part of that. But it's the kind of thing that does, you know, we've got kids, you know, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and they would be blown away way more by something like that than something traditionally in the broadcasting career. So how cool was it to be able to say you're in that movie?
I think my kids are kind of over hearing me say that, like, I'm this character in Cars 3. And I think they just are like, all right, Mom, when we see it, we'll get excited again, because we were excited and now it's kind of passed. But I know that they're going to be excited when it comes out. And then, like I said, I've said it a couple times, I'm like the coolest mom in the first grade, because all of their little friends are just over the moon. The fact that, you know, I'm in Cars 3. Who knows how large or small the role is? It could be just one line, but it's still very cool. And there's going to be a lot of little kids in the first grade that are going to be getting little Shannon Spokes die-cast cars for Christmas this season.
Come on, when you've been immortalized into a toy. That's pretty awesome. I know you're humble, you know, whatever.
Pretty cool, yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
Exciting, for sure.
as the sport kind of moves on, and we've talked to a number of people about, you know, the changes in the scoring and some of the ways that's kind of blend and accommodate, you know, the TV situation and the fans. You know, I did want to get your thoughts on it as well, especially because of your background, you know, covering other sports and all of that has to lend itself to the broadcast side of it. So what are your thoughts on it? Do you think this is the kind of thing that'll help, you know, take racing and NASCAR into a level maybe it hadn't been before? Was it the format that was holding it back?
I think it's a first step, but I think that the environment that we live in nowadays, the social media environment, the get it now, the highlight driven environment, I still think that the races are too long. I think the segments have given people something to look forward to in terms of the cautions, and it's changed the strategy of the racing. It has the drivers racing for something at the end of these stages, but I do think that the races are still a little bit too long, because I think that third stage, we start to see it kind of, you know, they're long laps, and oftentimes they're long green flag laps. But this is the thing about racing, is anytime there's any suggestions from the drivers, and the drivers have really they're the ones that wanted this stage racing. They spoke and they got what they wanted. NASCAR is willing to adapt. They're willing to make changes, and they're willing to do that for the longevity of the sport, to make it better, to make it more interesting. So, one of the cool things that we're doing for the All-Star race is they're going to give some guys a different set of tires, softer tires, and they're going to be green. So, I mean, it's just these visual things and things to kind of shake things up. Is it the fix for racing and for ratings and to make it more exciting? No, but it is absolutely a step in the right direction, because we've seen some incredible racing this season so far.
It's cool to see racing get to some of these newer markets. It's been, you know, X amount of years since obviously we got the track at Chicagoland. You guys are going to be in Kansas. And you mentioned when you come to Chicago, you go and enjoy what it is Chicago has to offer, whether it's your museums, the sports, the restaurants. Hopefully you're getting out and enjoying some of that food. But for a place, you know, some of these other markets where, you know, you get to go, and obviously the fans from that area enjoy what it is that you do and all those drivers, but you get to get out there too. You want to name off a couple different places around the country you enjoy visiting and you look forward to race-wise?
Well, I mean, if you want to see a good race, what we saw last weekend, Talladega is one of my favorites. And there's not a whole lot to do out there in Talladega, but from a race experience, from the time you pull off the highway, it's just hundreds and hundreds of acres of just preparing to enter this real big track. And it's the largest on the circuit, and it's just such an experience. It's such a cool, cool, cool race to go to. And I always tell people that that's one that they should go to. Las Vegas is great. A lot of people go out to Vegas because they can do Vegas at the same time, and it's a fun racetrack to go to. I'm more of a traditionalist. Like, I love the Martinsvilles and the Darlingtons and some of the tracks that have been around for a very long time. It's just I enjoy the throwback mentality of some of those racetracks, and so those are my favorites. And of course, Charlotte. If you're ever in, we got a great airport. They have direct flights from Chicago,
yep.
And so you can get straight into Charlotte. And the All Star race is here, which is, you know, like you mentioned. You mentioned every week is an all-star event, but this is like the true all-star event, and it's in stages. It's 20 laps, 20 laps, 20 laps, and then a 10-lap shootout with just 10 drivers and those special tires. So I don't know. I love Charlotte, Martinsville, Darlington, and Talladega is my favorite.
Yeah, I know the fans are going to love it. We're loving it, too. And, of course, people are loving what it is that you're doing. Let the listeners know we're talking with Shannon Spake. She is the co-host for NASCAR Race Hub and, of course, on Saturdays with Race Day Xfinity. So, Shannon, before we let you go, let people know where they can see you. And also on your social media, too. You know, all the kind of things that you're doing, people can catch up with your adventures as you go across the country.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and on Instagram, Shannon Spake, and that's just Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-S-P-A-K-E. And I host with Adam Alexander Race Hub. It's on FS1 Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And we're ready for Kansas this weekend. We're back to the mile and a half track, which make up the bulk of our schedule. So, you know, we're just moving along, but it's a great little show. The producers and all the people that work on this show it's a great product. I think from a person who is a fan of television,
right.
It's a really cool product from what the behind the scenes people do to just make us look good up there.
Yeah, no, it's exciting stuff. Obviously, the stuff on the track is what draws people in, but you guys have that whole backstory that I think is so important to give you the full picture of everything and everybody involved in racing. So thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
No problem at all. Anytime.